The Labors of Jesus in Perea, Chapter 54. When a boy or girl is injured in an accident so seriously that he or she must be taken immediately to the hospital, you feel very sorry for him. But do you ever think, why am I not injured? Why am I not lying in the hospital severely injured and dying? Alas, scarcely anyone thinks about it for long. You hear about the accident, it makes a slight impression, but ever so quickly you forget about it too. Others, who do consider it a little, very often have an excuse ready. Secretly, the thought comes into their minds, it is a punishment of the Lord. They think, this boy swore sometime, or one time this girl stole, therefore he is being punished. This happens not only with children, but thoughts rise more often in the minds of older people. The three friends of Job thought Job was a great sinner. They took him to be a deceiver, a hypocrite. Why did they think this? Because Job had lost everything in one day. He lost his sheep, his asses, his camels, his oxen, his children, yes, everything which he possessed. Besides, his own body was completely covered with ugly, burning, itching sores, so that he had to scratch himself with a potsherd, and he sat upon the ash heap. That is a punishment of God, Job's friends said. Of course, it must be a punishment from heaven, otherwise the Lord would have prevented this from happening. God would have saved Job from all these calamities. It was so in Job's day. In our day, it is still so. Most of the time, you think you are not so wicked as the boy or girl who receives one calamity upon another. Be honest. Do these thoughts ever enter your hearts? We must be careful. It is so easy to be mistaken. The three friends of Job were mistaken. Job was not a deceiver. Job was no hypocrite. On the contrary, not a king, but a governor reigned over the Jewish people during the days of Jesus' sojourn upon the earth. This man's name was Pontius Pilate. Remember this, for later you will hear much more about him. Pontius Pilate was a cruel, wicked man. One time, some Jews from Galilee traveled to Jerusalem to sacrifice in the temple. Pilate ordered his soldiers to slay these Galileans. Why? We do not know. The Bible does not tell us. But what Pilate had done is soon known throughout all the land. Everyone talks about it, and the hatred and rage against this oppressor increases. Even in Perea, the land on the other side Jordan, they talk about this murder. This news also comes to the Lord Jesus, who is laboring in Perea. One of the Jews tells him this. He is inquisitive to know what Jesus will say about it. However, he receives an answer which he least expected. Jesus says, "Do you think you are a better man than those Galileans? Do you think it was a special punishment from God? Oh no, you are just as sinful as those murdered Galileans. You must be converted, otherwise you will, when death comes to you, likewise perish." Probably the man blushed. A short time before this, a serious accident occurred in Jerusalem. A high tower stood on the top of a wall near the pool of Siloam. Suddenly, this tower collapsed, and 18 people were buried under its ruins. The Lord Jesus says to the people who are listening to him, "Do you think those 18 people upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell were greater sinners than you are? Why, no. If you do not repent, if you do not forsake sin, you will likewise perish." It is as if the Lord Jesus says, "Do not think you are better, for then you are mistaken." He warns the Jews against such high-minded thoughts, but he warns us too. No, we must not look at another. We must first of all look at ourselves. The reason you are still healthy and are not lying in the hospital is not because you are better than another. Oh no, but it is because the Lord is still patient. He still gives you time to repent. Probably you do not understand all this too well. The Lord tells a parable from which you will understand it better. Listen. Jesus speaks. Once there was a man who had a vineyard in which he planted a fig tree. He thought, "Later, I can pick ripe figs from this tree and eat them." He gives orders to the vine dresser to take special care of this fig tree. By the vine dresser is meant the gardener. 1 year goes by. The Lord of the vineyard comes and immediately goes to the fig tree to pick some figs. But no matter how closely and sharply he looks, he cannot find one fig upon the tree. This is a great disappointment to him. The following year, the owner of the vineyard returns and thinks, "The fig tree surely will have fruit on it now." But this time he also looks in vain. However, when the Lord of the vineyard comes the third year, and he does not find any fruit hanging on the fig tree, he gets angry. He calls for the vine dresser and says, "Chop that tree down. What benefit do I derive from it? It bears no fruit. Burn it." But the vine dresser answers, "O my Lord, let the fig tree remain this year. I will loosen the ground around the roots. I will lay new dung around it. Probably after doing this, the fig tree will bring forth fruit." You see, boys and girls, the Lord also does this with you. The Lord gives you health, food and drink, clothing to put on. Yes, he gives you everything you need. Why? So you will forsake sin. So you will serve and fear the Lord. But if you continue to live on in sin, if you will not serve the Lord, if all those blessings do not turn you to the Lord will cut you down. Death will come and snatch you out of this life. It is true, the Lord is patient. He is long-suffering. He waits. The Lord gives us years of time to be converted to him. But keep this in mind, God's patience does not last forever. If we refuse to listen to the admonitions of the Lord, if all those blessings are in vain, the blow will come unexpectedly, and it surely will be dreadful if we die unconverted. Let us not provoke the Lord. Do you dare to? Yes, alas, we dare do anything. We have become so wicked through sin. Still, I would advise you to bend your knees and ask God to convert you before it will be forever too late. The Lord Jesus went into a synagogue on a certain Sabbath day. There were many synagogues in Perea. The building is completely filled with people. They all are eager to hear what Jesus of Nazareth will tell them. Among all these people, there is a woman. But oh, just look, she is such a poor creature. She is bent crooked. She cannot walk straight. With great effort, she stumbles over the road. Probably she cannot walk without the aid of a cane. Everyone in the village knows her. For 18 years, she has had this great affliction. How did this happen? Ah, the devil made this woman infirm. For 18 years, she has been tormented by the devil. Oh, consider seriously what it must have been, never to be able to walk or sit upright, always to be bent over day and night. Terrible. Still, this woman did not remain at home. Although she only could walk with difficulty, she went to the house of the Lord this Sabbath day. Why? Because she loved the service of the Lord. How about you? Do you also go faithfully to the church? Or do you remain at home for every little thing? This woman does not stay home. She goes no matter how difficult it is for her. This time she again is sitting in the synagogue. She cannot see the Lord Jesus because she cannot raise herself from her bent position. But she can hear him. Even if she does not see Jesus, Jesus sees her. Profound sympathy for her fills his soul. He knows Satan has bent her crooked for 18 years. He will deliver her from this evil spirit. Suddenly he says to her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." But it could be this wretched woman did not even know he said this to her. Therefore, he goes to her and lays his hands upon her bent back. And then, oh look, she stands upright. The devil must let her go. Jesus, the King of Israel, commands this of Satan. There stands the woman. She is cured, completely. She looks at the Lord. Undoubtedly, her eyes fill with tears, tears of gladness, tears of thankfulness. She did not expect to be completely cured. It never entered her mind. We read in the Bible, and that she glorified God. It became very quiet in the synagogue. Everyone looks astonished at what had taken place. They all are happy. Is everyone glad? Look over there. There sits a man who is not glad. He stares before him with an angry face. Who is this man? He is the ruler of the synagogue, most likely a Pharisee. He is not filled with joy. No, he is offended. Why is he offended? It is the Sabbath, and no work is to be done on the Sabbath. He is angry with the Lord Jesus. He dare not say anything to Jesus himself. Still, he would have liked to reprimand this prophet from Nazareth. Instead, he says angrily to the multitude, "There are 6 days in the week to work. If you want to be cured from your ailments or diseases, you must come during those work days. You must not do so on the Sabbath day." He spoke to the multitude, but he really meant to reprimand the Lord Jesus. Oh, this poor bent-over woman had not come to the synagogue to be cured. She hadn't even given it a thought. She had come to hear the preaching of Jesus. She did not deserve this bitter reproach of the angry ruler. But the Lord Jesus will undertake for her. When Jesus hears these bitter words, a holy indignation fills his soul. "Thou hypocrite," he says sharply, and looks at this Pharisee piercingly, "if an ox or an ass is tied up in your stable, you will loose him on the Sabbath, won't you? Don't you let the animal drink on the Sabbath day?" Jesus then points to the woman and continues, "This woman is a daughter of Abraham. 18 years she has been bound by Satan. Wasn't she allowed to be loosened on the Sabbath day? Do you place a beast above a person?" The seemingly holy ruler knows not what he should answer because Jesus spoke the truth. He is silenced and confounded. He ought to shame himself. There were a few who agreed with their ruler. They also thought it right when he had reprimanded her. But they too are put to shame. Momentarily, they also feel the ugliness and unrighteousness of their thoughts. They too are silent. But most of the people in the synagogue are glad for this woman. Wholeheartedly, they grant her recovery. A little later, the woman returns homeward. Just look how upright she walks. Just look at her eyes shining with gladness. The Lord Jesus performed a great miracle upon her. Oh, you can be sure that when she came home, she again thanked God for the miraculous cure. For her, this has become a happy Sabbath day. Do you think so too?